Running a Fever, Episode 84, Innovation.
Innovation, diet innovation. Michael Davis, and I love my life. I love my life enough that I want to make it last as long as possible. If you feel the same way, then come along with me on this journey, and if you don't, why not? I hear what sounds like raindrops as I'm walking along the Lake Fayetteville Trail here, but there's not a cloud in the sky. There are, however, overhanging trees, and it's very humid. That's probably what it is, condensation from the trees. It's in the 70s when I left the old stomping grounds. So I'm guessing it's in the upper 70s now, maybe even 80 at this point. Sun is coming up. Not directly overhead, but I got a good shot of the sun not too long ago. Also took a picture of a deer. A deer was, 10 yards away from the trail at most. And I'm looking at the deer, and the deer's looking at me as if it wanted to come toward me, you know, and say hello or something. And I know that they're probably not the brightest of creatures, but, you know, it seems like they would be more fearful. Maybe it's a good thing. I don't know. What I understand is, as a meat eater, we have so many deer around and I can't get deer meat. But I guess it's harder to grow. Anyway, off. That's a tangent that I'm not going to go down. I'm looking for one of the connectors to Mud Creek Trail, which I took last week, because I would like to make this more than the 5.25 mile workout. Good morning. Well, I guess we're halfway there then, huh?
Yeah.
Saw her on the way out, so I'm meeting her on the other side of the trail now. Okay, where was I? Got a walker behind me, and I'm still not one of those people who just walks along talking. I feel self-conscious about it. So it takes a long time if they're just walking, but she was kind enough to start jogging and get past me. Morning. So it's kind of a holiday week / weekend with the Independence Day holiday coming right smack in the middle of the week. And so it's been an opportunity for some people to take a whole week off from work, and a lot of people to take more than one day off from work. I did something weird and took the day after the holiday took the holiday, came back to work the day after the holiday, and then took Friday off. And it's now Saturday. So I got some people in town, give me a chance to go and do some things I don't normally do, like going to a museum or two, and went to a new restaurant. Not brand new, certainly new to me. And they had I consider to be very original food selections. I mean, of course, you got the same foods, but the dishes are innovative. Topic for today. And I had a Greek salad, but instead of tomatoes, it had red peppers in it. Red bell pepper slices in it, and thankfully no onion. Really don't like onion. And what else? Green olives instead of black olives. And that's great. I think, you know, we get into this thing of everything, people feel more comfortable if they have a dish and it's exactly the way it's supposed to be. And I expect to get my Greek salad and take the red onions off, and that's fine. It's like a lot of things. Once you know the, you have to know the rules before you break them, right? And so a good chef already knows all these things, these classic dishes, and can break the rules and come up with all sorts of new and interesting things. And when you're trying to maintain a healthy diet, I think that's what you have to do. We have to overcome this culture of easy, ready-made, delicious, cheap foods that are usually bad for us. It's an overwhelming thing that is in our culture, at least in my culture, in southeastern United States, south central really, mid-south as they call it. Some people call this the corner of the Midwest too. I don't know, I just don't like to think of myself living in the Midwest. Nothing against Midwestern people, I'm just not one of them. Goes to show, culture really isn't where you're from geographically, it's where you're from culturally. And they had a... Good morning.
Good morning.
This restaurant, by the way, is the 21C Hotel. Is at the 21C Hotel in Bentonville, downtown Bentonville, Arkansas. Morning. So it's upscale and, you know, a little bit expensive, not too bad. And, you know, Bentonville, if you're probably the only reason, if you haven't been in this area, that you would hear of Bentonville is the fact that it's the Walmart headquarters is here. But it's not the little, quaint little town it was when Sam Walton had his little five and dime. It's not anymore. It's fairly gentrified. The name of the restaurant is The Hive, and inside The Hive, the decor is decidedly bee-ish. All around the top of the walls there's honeycomb. It's this orange honeycomb sculpture type thing. And it's covered with bees. And my mother says these actually don't look like bees. They look more like wasps. But they are obviously bees because it's a hive. For wasps, it would be called the nest.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning. Morning. Just passing the botanical gardens, the noisiest part of the course, even on a Saturday morning. Still rainy a little bit from the trees, not from the clouds. And in this restaurant, they also had a green penguin, which apparently is their sort of logo thing. Piece of art, I guess, outside of the restaurant. And all the employees wear it, a pin on, wear a pin, a green penguin, just a solid green penguin. I really didn't know what it was because it's the shape of a penguin, but nothing else. And I didn't see the whole thing at first, but that's their thing. Anyway, the hive has some interesting drinks as well as foods. By the way, that my Greek salad also had buenos dias. Hard to remember what I was talking about, but it was the hive restaurant at the 21C Hotel in Bentonville, Arkansas, where I had a Greek salad modified. It had some meat or fowl on it. I believe it was chicken. The waitress warned us that it would all be dark meat. So there's another innovation or change. Dark meat. I think a lot of places add meat to their Greek salads or chicken, but not dark meat, not usually. So there's all sorts of drinks there. Of course, they have a bar there. They have, it's like any upscale place, they have a wine list, but I don't drink alcohol, so it was nice that they had an interesting selection of, I mean, couldn't get a Coke there, it looked like, which was strange. You could get a peach iced tea, was about the normalest thing. I just made that word up, normalist. The most normal thing you could get. What I had was, these are the flavors that are listed. Jalapeno, grenadine, lime, honey. And it was delicious. I suppose that the jalapeno flavor was gotten through infusing water, and it was pink. I don't know why it was pink, except maybe that's the color of grenadine. I'm not sure. There's no grenadine, it's some type of mixer, but not much more about it, but it tasted good. It was a little spicy, obviously, and kind of citrusy. It was all those flavors, and they actually work well together, and I'd never seen those flavors before. So I tried what you might call it an innovative drink. Just really seemed to make sense to me. Peel a grapefruit, divide up the sections a little bit. Same thing with a couple of lemons, slice a Granny Smith apple, put them in a plastic container, freeze them overnight. And then in the blender, add a little bit of ice to that, lemon juice, lime juice, and blend. Really just delicious. I have no idea how many calories there are. Well, 95 calories in an apple. I don't know for the other fruits, but I can imagine that they're not terribly high in calories. I'd be surprised if the whole thing was over 100 calories. Well, definitely not over 200. Made sense to me. I actually like it, you know, with some salt, and it's delicious. But some people, that may be kind of weird. I don't know. I wish, I really need a name for it. Grape Lyman. Lyman fruit. Acid Rain, that'd be a good name for it. Acid Rain. So I had a small Greek salad, which was plenty. For lunch, we had smoothies in the afternoon when I got home. Mother had a large Greek salad, which was the same size as the small Greek salad with a different bowl. Mine was on a plate, hers was in a bowl. That's the only difference, really. My dad had the BLT with chicken salad. The waitress assured us that everything was made in-house. and I believe it. Morning.
Morning. Hi.
So, like I was saying, I think we could, you know, really help our diets by just being more innovative. Try to think of, you know, tasty things that you could put together. Try to think of, if something's tasty and it's not very healthy, is there a way you could get that flavor in, just a little bit of it? You know, put all a bunch of healthy foods in a jar, you know, and pull out three of them at random. Kind of doubting I'm gonna find the Mud Creek Trail connector here, because really kind of going back up north now. And it's further south. Well, that's it for today, folks. I hope you really enjoyed our discussion about innovative dieting. And I'd love to hear your ideas, what innovations you've come up with in your diet. So please comment on this episode. Go to YouTube. Find me on YouTube. Comment there. Email me. Subscribe and like, if you like it. And until next time, keep the fever. I'm out of here.
This is the Padua Podcast Network. PaduaMedia.com.